And welcome back to Mining Stock Daily, and a very happy new year to you all. I hope everyone enjoyed a wonderful holiday season, and I am personally very excited to begin Mining Stock Daily for 2019. My name is Trevor Hall. I'm the host of Mining Stock Daily. Thank you for joining us today. The holidays saw some interesting movement in the gold and silver prices. Tax loss season has concluded. And the most exciting 3 months in the mining sector, in my mind, is about to begin as we approach some of the big mining conferences taking place over the next few months. We've made a few little changes here to Mining Stock Daily, added some new music, got some good content coming down the way. Really looking forward to picking up some good interviews and conversations as I will be attending both a roundup in Vancouver and also Big PDAC show in Toronto later in March. So thank you for tuning in. And just a reminder, we are an Amazon Alexa flash briefing, among many things. If you do listen to Mining Stock Daily on your Alexa device, for those of you in the UK, in Australia, in Canada, in the US, be sure to enable the Mining Stock Daily flash briefing on your Amazon Alexa app, or you should be able to cue Mining Stock Daily by telling Alexa to play Mining Stock Daily. We're also distributing on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, and many other distribution networks. And if we're not someplace you'd like us to be, drop us a note. You can reach me at trevor@clearcreekdigital.com. And as always, Mining Stock Daily is brought to you by Clear Creek Digital and Investment Research Dynamics Mining Stock Journal. And speaking of Mining Stock Journal, joining me today is Dave Kranzler. Dave is the editor of the journal and joins us today. He's going to give us some perspective on what he thinks might happen here in the next few months of the new year, 2019. So without further ado, let's join Dave. All right, Dave Kranzler with the Mining Stock Journal of Investment Research Dynamics. Happy New Year to you, buddy. How are you? How was your holidays?
Not too bad. We won't know if it'll be a Happy New Year yet until we get a little ways into 2019, but so far it's been a fairly relaxing holiday season. How about with you?
Oh, we're doing really well. Kids had a good Christmas and holiday break, and actually with me for another week and a half, so we'll see how this goes with with work and balancing the work-life scenario, right? But hey, we saw a lot of some interesting movement in the last couple of weeks, and so I just wanted to get your opinion on what we saw over the month of December, since we didn't really report any news here on Mining Stock Daily. But what were some of your key takeaways in the gold market this last quarter of 2018? How would you summarize that up?
You know, that's interesting, because you're right, there wasn't a lot of news out of the mining stock industry. And interestingly, you know, I ran some numbers, and it looks like the precious metal sector has embarked on the start of a very, very quiet, little reported, if reported at all, bull market since September 11th. The GDX is up almost 20%. And if that were a technology ETF or a technology index, you know, all day long today, we'd have to listen to CNBC talk about how the tech stocks are back in a bull market or almost in bull market territory. I love the way they propagandize it, almost back in a bull market, you know. Mm-hmm. Since August 16th, gold is up 9%. And again, I think, you know, with the negative press that the precious metal sector usually receives in the mainstream media, or no press whatsoever, I think a lot of people would be surprised to hear those two statistics, that the mining stocks are up that much and that gold is up that much since the end of the summer.
Yeah. Well, if you were following Mining Stock Daily at that time, and we reported on how the hedge funds were dumping their gold positions in mid and late August, which we saw, we called it the capitulation in the gold market, right? So since then, we've seen a lot of movement upwards. With healthy returns.
Yes, that's right. And a lot of that, you know, the apologists would argue that a lot of that movement has been fueled by, because we've seen that set up by the hedge funds, it's kind of reversed out to the extent that now the hedge funds are net long COMEX gold contracts, and they're basically flat silver. So for sure, the hedge fund short covering has helped push the price of gold higher. But I think there's a bunch of other factors at work there as well also. Mm-hmm. And this is where the October 1st date comes in. And just to preface it, I think we're seeing gold or the market revert back to using gold as a flight to safety vehicle. Mm-hmm. And here's why I say that. Since October 1st, and that the S&P peaked at an all-time high shortly before that, since October 1st, through today, the S&P 500 is down almost 15%, and GLD is up 7.6%. So most of that 9% rise since the middle of August in gold has happened since October 1st. So in other words, while the stock market's been going down, the price of gold has been going up. And that's in a normal functioning market, that's what we would expect to see. We'd expect to see cash being pulled out of risk assets and diverted into safety vehicles or wealth preservation vehicles like gold. You know, right. Same thing with treasuries. I do think treasury bonds are going to go a lot lower over time, but as the stock market has sold off, the treasury market, and I'll just use the 10-year as a benchmark, treasury prices have risen. So that again to me kind of reinforces my notion that it's capital flowing out of stocks and into flight to safety vehicles.
Sure. So I want to hit on two of those things you had just mentioned. But one with the gold trend line, in your last Mining Stock Journal that you published right before Christmas, you showed a trend line of gold since 2008, which obviously showed a continuous bull market trend. Now, why do you think gold hasn't been in the forefront of the investment media as a lot of the other major tech stocks?
I could give you a BS answer, but I mean, the reality is that the mainstream establishment, which includes Wall Street, the mainstream media, mainstream economists, the Federal Reserve, etc., there's a whole body of establishment that has been trying to remove gold from all aspects of the public consciousness since 1971. I mean, as an example, I went to the University of Chicago Business School from 1989 to 1991. Clearly, that institution has been on the forefront of the development and advancement of financial theory and monetary theory, et cetera. And not once in any of my classes was the topic of gold ever discussed. Mm. And so, it doesn't surprise me that, we could be at the start of a bull market in the precious metal sector and not hear anything about it in the mainstream media. Like I said, by the popular definition of what defines a bull market, when something's up 20%, from its bottom, the mining stocks are essentially on the verge of a mainstream media definitional bull market. We haven't heard about it at all.
Yeah.
In fact, most people would probably be surprised to hear these numbers. When I ran them a few weeks ago, I was surprised, to tell you the truth.
Well, Dave, just thank you so much for your time. And I hope that 2019 treats us all well as investors in this sector. And thank you for your insight. We will look forward to meeting up with you again here on Mining Stock Daily, and all the best to you, buddy.
Thanks, Trevor. Happy New Year and happy holidays to you. And I look forward to co-producing the Mining Stock Daily with you this year.
Yeah, we'll put in a full year of content instead of just half a year. How about that?
That sounds good to me.
All right, take care.
And that's going to do it for this first episode of 2019 here on Mining Stock Daily. We'll be back again tomorrow with more content out of the junior mining sector. Until then, I'm Trevor Hall, signing off. Mining Stock Daily and its affiliates are not responsible for any loss arising from any investment decision in connection with the material presented herein.